的郭牧师为我们证道。
I want to thank you, Mr. Daniel NG.
我们谢谢 Daniel。
I also want to thank you, Louis and the worship team.
还有 Louis， 还有敬拜赞美团。
Last song when we were singing about Lord, I offer my life.
最后一首歌我们是唱到说我要将我的生命献给神。
It brought back a lot of memory to me.
带给我很多回忆。
When I was singing that song, I can't help but keep crying.
当我唱的时候，我忍不住我就掉下眼泪。
Because I remember I offered my life to Jesus at the age of 16.
因为当我在我记得我十六岁的时候将我生命献给主。
This year I'm 47.
今年我是四十七。
It was around 31 years ago I told God, Lord, this life of mine is yours.
我在三十一年前我告诉神说我的生命就是你的了。
I remember there's no crowd.
我记得这不是开玩笑的。
There is no crowd. I was just alone in my room.
那时候是我只有我一个人。
I remember I was listening to a sermon.
我记得我是在听一个信息。
And the speaker was saying the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
对，那讲员说到，他说是庄稼很多，但是收割的人却很少。
Who is willing to be the worker?
谁愿意成为那工作的人呢
？To go to the harvest field.
去到那禾场。
I was very young.
我那时候很年轻。
I was very naive.
我很天真。
也无知。
无知。
I do not understand the world.
我不明白他讲的什么。
But I said a simple thing to God.
但我只说了很简单的一句话。
God, if you are willing.
但神啊，如果你愿意。
I am willing to serve you all the days of my life.
我愿意把我的一生献给你，让你来使用。
I do not have many gifts.
我没有很多的恩赐。
I can't speak well.
我说的不好。
I'm not popular at school.
我不是在学校很有名的。
My results are not that great.
我的成绩不是很好。
But I told God.
但是我告诉神。
If you are willing.
如果你愿意。
Here I am.
我在这里。
31 years later.
31年之后。
I can tell that God is faithful.
我可以告诉你神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
These few weeks, we are sharing about the vision of the church.
这几个星期我们都讲到教会的愿景。
We talk about where God is doing among us.
我们讲到神在我们当中做些什么工作。
Last week, just a quick recap.
就在上周我们就回顾一下。
And that we are a God-loving.
我们是一个爱神。
A Christ-centered.
以基督为中心。
A Spirit-filled.
被圣灵充满。
A Word-grounded.
以真理为根基
Disciple making church
塑造门徒的教会
We will never stray away from this
我们不会离开这些
This church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ
因为这个教会是属于神的
He is the head of the church
他是教会的头
He is the King of kings
他是万王之王
He is the Lord of lords
他是万主之主
He said to Peter On this rock I will build my church And the gates of hell shall not prevail
他说要在这磐石上我要建立我的教会那阴间的权势不能够胜过
The church of Jesus Christ will always prosper.
神的教会肯定是丰盛的。
For those of you that are familiar with church history,
如果你们知道教会历史
the church of Jesus Christ has gone through many, many challenges.
神的教会经历了许多许多的挑战。
There are kings who want to destroy the church.
有君王要把神的教会毁灭。
There are lords that want to destroy the Bibles.
如果也有一些君王要把我们的圣经把它毁灭。
The people of God are being persecuted.
神的子民被逼迫。
Sent to jail.
被关监牢。
But the church of Jesus Christ remains strong today.
但是基督的教会依然存在，而且很强壮。
Can we give glory to our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们要把一切荣耀归给神。
As we sat here today as a local church.
我们现在在这里是一个在这里的一个教会。
Globally, there are around 2.3 billion people gathered on a Sunday to worship Jesus.
但全球有 2.3 billion 的人在聚集。
23亿。
23亿在聚集敬拜神。
We all worship the same Jesus Christ.
我们同心的敬拜耶稣基督。
So the vision of our church.
但我们教会的愿景。
He said, "We'll continue to grow in the name of the Lord."
我们要继续在主耶稣的名字底下，我们要继续成长。
To spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们要传扬福音。
In the city of Casey.
在凯西的城市。
In the latest 2023 census.
在最新的2023年的这个统计。
There are around 400,000 populations.
有40万的居民。
Many of whom still do not know Jesus.
还有很多还不认识主。
Out of the 400,000 people, 4.4% are from Chinese descendant.
有4.48%是从中国，是我们华人。
Works out to be around 16,000 to 17,000 people.
有16,000 to 17,000, 16,000 to 17,000人。
来，我们鼓励我们明明姐妹 ，Let's encourage our dear sister Karen. This couple of weeks, we are speaking in bilingual.
这几个星期我们都会用双语的敬拜。
English and Mandarin are the most spoken languages in the world.
中英文是全世界最普遍的语言。
If you speak English and Mandarin, you can pretty much travel around the world.
如果你会说这两种语言，你基本上可以去全球环游了。
So if you do not understand English,
如果你不明白英文，
you can listen to Mandarin.
你可以听中文。
If you do not understand Mandarin,
如果你不明白中文，
you are in Australia, you should learn English.
你是澳洲人，你应该学英文。
But is it so good that we can have bilingual service today?
但是我们非常感恩，我们非常好，我们有双语的崇拜。
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus.
荣耀归给神。Hallelujah.
So what have we been talking about last week?
所以我们在上周的时候分享了什么？
So just a quick recap.
我们赶快的回顾一下。
We talk about in order for us to have a vision of God, a vision in our lives.
我们讲到要神给我们在生命当中有这个意象的话，
We must know what is God doing among us.
我们要知道神在我们当中做些什么事。
So from this passage, we see that Jesus only do what the Father is doing.
所以我们从这段经文可以看到，耶稣只做神父神他做的事情。
But because Jesus sees what his Father is doing.
因为耶稣看见他父亲所做的事情。
And our challenge for you last week is to have a vision for your life.
所以我们在上周提到我们的挑战是说，神要给我们要有这个意象在我们的生命当中。
You need to have a personal vision of God in your life.
我们要有自己属于自己神给我们的那个意象在我们生命当中。
Because the Bible says, without vision, the people perish.
因为圣经说，如果没有意象的话，民就灭亡。
Having a vision is like having an anchor to the boat.
如有意象，就好像有一个锚。在船上的那个锚。
Because the truth is, many things in this world will distract you.
因为在这世界上很多事物可以搅扰你。
Many Christians have lost directions in their lives.
在很多基督徒在我们生命当中已经失去方向了。
Why?
为什么？
Because you do not have a vision.
因为他们没有意向。
Sometimes we might lose our way a little bit.
有时候我们会迷失了一些路。
But know that God will always bring you back.
但是神会总是会把我们带回来。
Because His grace is more than sufficient for us.
因为他的恩典实在够我们用。
So we talk about what is God doing among us.
所以我们也讲到神在我们当中做什么。
Do you know what God is doing in your life?
你知道神在你生命当中做些什么吗？
Do you know what God is doing in this church?
你知道神在教会当中做什么吗？
Do you know what God is doing in the city of Casey?
你知道神在这个海西城市要做什么吗？
We know that the heart of God is to bless His people and to build His church.
我们知道神的心意是要祝福他的百姓，要建立他的教会。
God wants to bless you.
神要祝福我们每一个人。
God wants to bless your marriage.
神要祝福你的婚姻。
God wants to bless your family.
你的家庭。
God wants to bless your career.
你的工作。
But most importantly, God wants to bless your life.
最重要的，神要祝福你的生命啊。
Because Jesus says, I've come to give you life.
主耶稣说，我来是要给你生命。
Not just a mediocre life.
不是一个小小的生命，卑微的生命。
Not just to a get by life.
不是一个只是要度日子的生命。
But an abundant life.
但是给你的是丰盛的生命。
What is the vision that you have for your life?
神给你我们的意向是什么？
Prayerfully, I ask that you seek the Lord.
我祷告，希望我们都寻求神。
Seek the Lord.
寻求神。
Let's not get be distracted by the temptation of this world.
我们不要被世界的一切试探来诱惑。
By the glitters and glamours of this world.
这世界的荣华富贵。
But set our eyes on the Lord.
把我们的眼睛定睛在神的身上。
Know that everything that God has blessed you.
要知道神在我们生命当中所有的祝福是什么。
Everything that God has gifted you.
神给我们的赏赐是什么。
You are to use it for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要用神给我们的赏赐来荣耀他的名。
Can I get an amen for that?
我们说阿们。
So today,
所以今天
I want to talk about where God is leading us.
今天我们要讲到神要指引我们去哪一个方向。
This message
这个信息
applies both to the corporate church but also to you personally.
这个信息是跟我们教会整体讲的，也是对我们个人讲的。
Where is God leading us?
神带领我们去哪里？
Where is God leading you?
神带领你去哪里?
In the Old Testament,
在旧约,
there is this theme.
有一个主题,
is that God is leading his people into the promised land.
神正在带领他的子民进入应许之地,
into the promised land.
应许之地。
Now we read in Exodus chapter 3 verse 8.
出埃及记三章八节。
Now in this context,
在这个背景,
the people of God are enslaved in Egypt.
那时候神的子民在埃及为奴。
They have been crying out to God.
他们向神呼喊。
Because they are helpless.
因为他们很无助。
They are lost.
他们失去方向。
They are enslaved by the Pharaoh.
他们被
法老。
法老王就是压制。
捆绑着。
捆绑。
Day and night they cry out to God.
然后他们就向神呼求
Lord have mercy on us
神就施行怜悯
Lord help us
神帮助他们
And in reply
神回应
This is what the Lord said
这是神的回应
So I've come to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians
我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手
The word of God always starts with salvation
神的话语一直都是从救恩开始的
A rescue mission
救恩开始的
How many of you have been saved by God?
这里有几个人是被神拯救过的
How many have you been rescued by God?
有被神拯救的
How many have you tasted the goodness of God?
你尝过主恩的滋味的
So it begins by saying God I'm going to Jesus says I'm going to rescue you
当主耶稣开始说 我要拯救你的时候
And then it says to bring them out of the land into a good and spacious land
然后他说他要把你们带出来 到那个美好宽阔的地
A land flowing with milk and honey
就是那牛奶和蜜之地
And the promise of God for his people is always to lead them to the promised land
神给我他子民的应许就是要把他们带出来带到那个应许之地
It begins with salvation
但是他是从救恩开始
It begins with a rescue mission
他是从拯救开始
You see God doesn't just call his people out of something which is Egypt
神不是只是呼召他的子民离开某个事物就是埃及
And that God calls them into something which is the promised land
但是神也呼召他们进入一个事物就是那应许之地
As I was preparing this message
当我在预备这个信息的时候
I felt the Lord spoke something in my heart
神对我的心说
There are many people who have been rescued out There are many people who have been rescued by God saved by God
很多被神拯救出来的子民
But you're notentering into the promised land.
但是他们没有进入应许之地。
You're like in the limbo.
他们在摇晃着。
You've been saved.
你被拯救了。
But you're still living as if you're in Egypt.
但是你却还认为你自己是在埃及地。
Why?
为什么?
Why would you do that?
为什么你要这么做?
There is a land of honey and milk there.
那是有前面有一个牛奶和蜜的应许之地啊。
Egypt symbolizes oppression.
埃及是象征着压制。
Egypt symbolizes slavery.
埃及象征着为奴的之地。
But the promised land.
但是神的应许之地是。
What is the promised land?
神的应许之地是什么
？What is the promised land?
在过去的应许之地是什么
？Ask the person next to you what is the promised land.
你像问你的旁边的人什么是应许之地
？Don't have to answer the question first.
你不需要回答问题先。
That's why you're here to listen to the sermon.
因为你来这里是听信息。
Now before I answer that question,
在我还没有回答这个问题之前
I want to answer in such a way to tell you about what does the promised land means to the people of Israel during that time.
我要先告诉你们这应许之地在当时是什么。
I will then explain to you what does the promised land mean for us today.
然后我再告诉大家，那是应许之地对我们现今的人来说是怎么样的。
So here you go.
那我们来看。
We're going to read.
让我们现在来读。
Okay, the reference I think is wrong.
这个记载应该是不对的。
But the scriptures are correct.
但是这话语是对的。
It says, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land."
说耶和华你神领你进入美地。
Where God brings you is always good.
神带领我们去的地方总是好的。
Can I get an amen for that?
我们可以说阿门吗？
Where God brings you is always good.
神带领我们去的地方是美好的。
The Bible says, "My plan is to prosper you and to bless you."
神说，我给你的计划是要祝福你，是要使你兴盛。
It then says, "It describes what kind of land is this."
然后就向大家解释这个应许之地是怎么样子的。
It says, "A land with brooks."
他说，那地有河。
Streams.
泉。
Deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills.
有源，从山谷中流出来的，有水流出来。
The idea of gushing out.
那个水是满满快快的流出来的。
It's not a drip, you know.
不是一滴一滴的流出来。
Some of you living your life as if you've been drip fed by God.
有些人，我们过我们的日子，有好像是
一滴一滴，它慢慢流下来，
一滴一滴慢慢流下来的。
It is a land with wheat and barley.
那是一个有小麦、大麦。
Vines and fig trees.
葡萄树还有无花果树。
Pomegranates.
石榴树。
Olive oil.
橄榄树。
And honey.
和蜜。
And keep going.
然后还有继续。
It says that it's a land where bread will never be scarce and you will lack nothing.
他说那地你不缺食物，一无所缺。
A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills.
他说那地的石头是铁的，山内可以挖铜。
It then says when you have eaten and are satisfied.
他说你吃得饱足。
What then should you do?
那你要做什么呢？
Many people after they have eaten and satisfied.
很多人当我们吃得饱足之后呢？
They think to themselves.
他们就想自己。
I am so talented.
我是非常有才华的。
It's all because of my hard work.
因为这都是因为我努力赚取的。
I am so gifted.
我太多恩赐了。
You have no idea how much I study.
你不知道我学习了有多努力。
You have no idea how much I work.
你不知道我工作有多劳苦。
What does the Bible say?
但是圣经说什么呢？
Say praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you.
他说就要称颂耶和华你的神，因为他将那美地赐给你了。
Oh, I can sense in my spirit many people is going to praise God.
哦，我可以感觉到现在我的灵告诉我，好多人会赞美我们的神。
So what does it mean for the people of Israel during the time the promised land?
那时候在以色列的眼中，他们心中这应许之地是怎么样的？
Three things.
有三件事。
The first thing, it is a physical land of abundance.
第一个是很实际的，就是很就是一个很丰盛之地。
You see, when God made a covenant with Abraham before he was called Abraham,
当神与亚伯兰有这个约的时候
，He said that I will make you a nation.
他说我要使你成为大国。
I will bless you so that you can be a blessing to others.
他说我要祝福你，使你成为万国的祝福。
And with that.Promise and that covenant and that blessing,
是因为神的这个应许，他的约跟他的这个祝福。
God will bless them with a physical land.
神就赐给他一个很实际的一个丰盛之地。
So if you read your Bible, you know that it's a land of Canaan.
当你在读圣经的时候，你知道那就是迦南地。
It is a place of abundance, flowing with milk and honey.
那是一个丰盛之地，流奶和蜜之地。
And the second thing, it is a place of identity.
第二个。就是身份之地。
It is of a national identity.
它是一个给他一个公民的一个身份的一个地。
The people of Israel during that time they were unknown people.
那时候以色列民他们是无名小族。
They are like a nomad.
他们好像是游牧民族。
So God says that I will call you my people and you will call.Me, your God.
神说，我要你做我的选民，我要做你的神。
It is a national identity.
这是一个神给他们一个公民的身份。
God says you are no longer a slave.
神说，你不再做奴仆。
But you are the children of the Most High God.
但是你是属我的上帝的儿女。
The children of the Most Holy God.
是至高神的至圣的神的儿女。
Do you know what is your identity?
你知道什么是身份吗？
Do you know what is your identity?
你知道你的身份是什么吗？
Do you know how valuable you are?
你知道你有多珍贵吗？
No matter how much you think that you are of value unto the Lord,
你不管你怎么想，你自己在神眼中是怎么样的？
You're more valuable than you can ever imagine.
但是你在神的眼中是超过你想象的珍贵。
You are so precious.
你是非常珍贵的。
That God will send His one and only Son to die for you.
你珍贵到一个地步，神愿意将他的独生儿子赐下给你们。
Never let anyone talk down on you.
不要让任何人说服你说你不珍贵。
The Bible says, "Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young."
啊，圣经也告诉我们，叫我们也不叫别人小看我们，没有用，小看我们年轻。
Young people, listen to me.
年轻的听听，请听。
Those who think you are still young, also listen to me.
如果有人说你是太年轻，你也要听我说。
You are precious in the sight of God.
你在神的眼中是珍贵的。
Do not take your identity from TikTok or Instagram.
你不要从 TikTok 或者 Instagram 找到你的身份。
They do not dictate your identity.
他不告诉你真正的身份。
Do not let your VCE results dictate your identity.
也不要让你 VCE 的十二年级的那个成绩的告诉你的身份。
Do not let your family dictate your identity.
你的家人一样。
Your education background.
还有你的学习的教育的背景。
Definitely not your bank account.
也不是你的银行户口。
But you look at Jesus.
但是你的身份是从看耶稣那里而来的。
So for the people of Israel,
所以在以色列的民
，the promised land is that we become a nation.
那时候的他们的应许之地是他们成为一个国。
Why?
为什么
？So that there can be a people of blessings to the people around them.
所以他们能够以致他们可以成为万国的一个祝福。
The question then is, what is the promised land for us now?
那现在我们的应许之地是什么？
What do you think it is?
你认为呢？
It remains quite the same.
相差不远。
But I have to explain to you the difference.
但是我可以跟你解释有什么不一样。
Number one.
第一。
It is still a place of abundance.
好，还是一个丰盛之地。
But it's not a physical place anymore.
但是不是实际的一个丰盛之地。
Because when Jesus comes,
因为当耶稣来的时候
what did he say?
他说什么？
The kingdom of God is here.
他说他的国已经来了。
The kingdom of God is here.
他的国在这里。
The kingdom of God is not limited by space.
他的国不限制于空间。
The kingdom of God is not limited by land.
他的国不限制于地
but it's still a spiritual place of abundance.
它是一个在灵里面的一个丰盛之地。
So for those who are in Christ,
那你如果在基督耶稣里面
you are ought to live an abundant life.
你应该是过着一个丰盛的生活
a full life.
是一个很满的生活。
The Bible says that apart from me, you can do nothing.
圣经说除了我，你不能做什么。
The reason why you're not living an abundant life,
你之所以我们不能够过着一个丰盛的生活，是因为
it's because we are living apart from God.
是因为我们离开了神。
When our heart starts pursuing everything else in this world,
当我们的心追求这世界上的一切的时候
，and not God,
不追求神的时候
，you will always be left wanting more.
你会
you will not be satisfied.
你不会满足
because only Christ can satisfy us.
因为只有耶稣基督可以满足我们的心。
It is still a place of identity.
它还是一个身份之地。
But it's not a national identity.
但是不是一个国民的一个身份。
Our identity is in Christ.
我们的身份是在基督里面。
Our kingdom is the kingdom of God.
我们的国度是神的国度。
What is a kingdom?
国度是什么？
If it's a king reigns and rule.
是一个国王在统治。
Who is the king?
谁是王？
Who is the Lord?
谁是主？
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的耶稣基督。
So whenever you surrender and submit yourself under the lordship of Christ,
当我们将自己完全的在主耶稣跟前完全摆上降服的时候
when you follow the kingdom value and the principle of God,
当我们根据神国的那个价值观而生活的时候
you will witness the reality of the kingdom.
你会看见神国的真实性。
And in this kingdom,
在这个国度里面
there is no scarcity.
没有缺乏
but it's an abundant life.
它是一个丰盛之地。
If you lack wisdom,
如果你没有智慧，
God will give you wisdom.
神给你智慧。
If you lack grace,
如果你缺少了恩典，
God's grace is sufficient for you.
神给你恩典是足够的。
God's hand is to bless you.
神的心意是要祝福你。
But you must come under the lordship of Jesus.
但是我们要在主的掌管之下。
And that you are a precious child of God.
你是神珍贵的孩子。
And it's also still a place of mission.
它还是一个使命之地。
And here I will talk to you a little bit more about the promised land for us today.
所以在这个地方，我在这方面要向大家分享神在我们这个地方的一个应许。
You see, the promised land is more than a destination.
所以这应许之地不是只是一个目的地。
It is the presence of God.
是一个神的同在。
Everyone say the presence of God.
每个人说神同在。
The presence of God.
神同在。
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 9.
在约书亚一章九节。
And this is when Joshua about to enter into the promised land.
这时候呢是约书亚要进入这应许之地的时候。
So when we read Old Testament, we can also understand in our context.
当我们读旧约的时候，我们也可以把它运用在我们现在的日子里面。
Yes, God has saved you.
因为神救了他们。
Yes, God has rescued you.
神拯救了他们。
But you still have to enter into the promised land.
但我们还需要进去那迦南之地，那应许之地。
Amen.
Amen.
So before Joshua and his people and his army enter into the promised land, this is what God tells them.
在约书亚和他的子民呢还没有进去迦南地之前，这是神给他们的话。
Jesus says, "Have I not commanded you?"
耶稣说，我岂没有吩咐你吗？
And this is a very important thing. I want you to listen.
这是非常重要的，我要大家非常的留意。
He says, "Be strong and courageous."
他说，你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
刚强壮胆。
Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Do not be discouraged.
不要惊慌。
I have a message for you today.
我今天有一个信息给你们。
The moment you decide to live for Jesus,
你当你决定要为主而活的那一时刻。
The moment you decide to pursue Jesus,
当你决定要跟随耶稣的那一刻。
Fear will come to you.
惧怕可能会临到你。
Because your spiritual enemy do not want you to be close to Jesus.
因为仇敌不要你亲近神。
Because your spiritual enemy wants you to stay in Egypt.
因为仇敌要你待在埃及里面。
The problem with the people of Israel during the time.
那时候以色列民的问题是什么？
Although God has rescued them out of Egypt.
虽然上帝把他们从埃及里面救出来之后。
But they still have a mindset of Egypt.
但是他们的思维里面还是依然存在埃及里面。
How do we know that?
为什么我们会知道？
As the Lord led them out,
当耶稣当主带领他们出来的时候，
Do you know what they were saying?
你知道他们说什么吗？
They were complaining.
他们在埋怨。
They were grumbling.
他们在埋怨。
Do you know what they were complaining and grumbling about?
他们在埋怨。
Oh, how I miss the food in Egypt.
他们在埋怨主啊，我好想念在埃及地所吃的食物呀。
How I miss the garlic in Egypt.
我想念埃及的蒜头。蒜。
蒜头 ，that's correct. 蒜 ，garlic. Oh, I miss the food.
我太想念埃及的食物了。
God forgive us.
主耶稣怜悯我们。
How many times we look back in our old life and say, "Oh, I miss my old life."
多少次我们往后看，在想我们过去的日子、过去的时光是多么好的呀
？Wake up!
醒起来吧！
醒起来
！Wake up!
Are you missing your garlic in your old life?
你还想念你的蒜吗
？You're so good.God then says,
神说
because he knows that his people will be discouraged.
他知道他的子民会感到很 discouraged, 灰心。
They know that they will be distracted.
他知道他们会被影响。
That's why God says, do not be afraid.
所以神才说不要惧怕。
Some of you here, the Lord is speaking to you directly here.
在这当中，神有直接告诉你们话。
Do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Fear no one but God.
不要惧怕任何人，只要敬畏神。
Why?
为什么？
For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
因为耶和华你的神，无论你往哪里去，他都与你同在。
The presence of God.
神的同在。
You see, many people see God's promises.
许多人都忘了，都知道神的应许。
寻求神的应许。
寻求神的应许。
They look for the blessings of God.
他们寻求神的祝福。
Success.
成功。
Purpose.
方向。
That itself is nothing wrong.
那是没错的。
In fact, it's part of the deal.
它是包括在里面的，其实。
Because it's meant to be a land flowing with abundance, honey and milk.
因为神的应许之地是丰盛的，是牛奶和蜜之地啊。
But those are the byproduct.
那只是一个。
Byproduct 怎么说？副产品。
副产品。
Thank you, Bethany. But it's in Christ we have all this.
但是就在基督里面，我们有这所有了。
The true blessing is God Himself.
真正的祝福就是神他自己。
Hence, this year our theme.
所以今年我们的主题是。
Is to enjoy the presence of God.
是享受神的同在。
Not just abiding in the presence of God.
不是只是。住在神的同在里面。
Not just knowing the presence of God.
不是只是在意识上知道他的同在。
But to enjoy the presence of God.
但是要享受神的同在。
Do you know when you really enjoy someone?
当你很享受和某个人在一起的时候。
You like to spend time with them.
你要跟他在一起的。
Now just now when my good brother Daniel.
刚刚我的好兄弟 Daniel.
He said that if you want to go far, you must go as a team.
如果你要走远路，那你要一起，团队的一起走。
Then he said, turn to the one next to you and say, let's go far.
他说要向你的隔壁说，我们要走远路。
So I turned to the person next to me.
然后我就转向我隔壁的人。
I saw my wife.
我就看见我太太。
I said,
我说
until our hair
一直到
白头偕老。We go far.
我们要走远路。
We go far as a church.
我们要也在教会里面，我们也是要走远。
We go far as a team.
在团队里面要一起走远路。
Why?
为什么？
Because not only we enjoy the presence of God.
因为我们不只要享受神的同在。
We enjoy one another.
我们也享受彼此。
Let us learn to enjoy the presence of God.
让我们学习享受神同在。
So this year, our sermon series, you can hear a lot about the presence of God.
今年你会看到我们的讲道系列有很多神的同在。
Because when we live in the presence of God,
因为当我们住在神同在里面的时候，
you will experience the blessing of God.
我们会体会到神的祝福。
Second thing,
第二，
the promised land is a call to live in God's mission.
应许之地是活在神的使命中。
You see, there is a mission that God has given us.
这是神 给我们的使命。
Just as God's heart is to bless His people and to build His church, similarly, it is the mission of God.
就好像神的心意是要祝福他的子民和建立他的教会，这同样的也是神的使命。
In Genesis chapter 12,
在创世纪第十二章。
And this is when the Lord said to Abraham.
这是神跟亚伯兰说的。
At least 5 times the word bless or blessing came around.
至少有五次祝福出现。
In verse 2.
在第二节
It says, I will bless you.
他说我要祝福你
I will make your name great.
我要使你成为大名
And you will be a blessing.
你要成为祝福
God then says, I will bless those who bless you.
我要祝福那祝福你的人
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
全地都要因你而得福
Everyone say, we are blessed by God.
每个人说我是蒙福的
Tell to the one next to you, God bless you.
跟你隔壁说我是蒙福的
Wherever we go, we are meant to be a blessing.
我们不管到哪里去，我们都要成为祝福。
Why? Because you are people of God.
为什么？因为你是神的子民。
Why? Because you are the presence of God.
因为你就是代表神的同在。
When you are the presence of God with you,
有神的同在跟我们在一起。
In you,
在我们里面。
You'll be a blessing.
你就是祝福。
You'll be a blessing to your family.
你会在家中是一个祝福。
You'll be a blessing to your spouse.
你在你的伴侣也是祝福他的。
You'll be a blessing to the people in your workplace.
你在工作的场所也是一个祝福。
In your school, in your university.
在你的学校，在大学。
And that wherever we go, we become a blessing.
不管你到哪里去，你就是一个祝福。
Our church is situated in Federation University.
我们的教会是在联邦大学。
Next to it is Northside High School.
隔壁就是 Noso。
You've heard me say many times.
你听到我说很多次了。
In Noso High School, there is a Christian club.
在 Noso 中学有一个
基督教团契。
基督教团契。
If Noso is right next to us,
如果 Noso 是在我们隔壁
，and the Federation Uni is here.
那联邦大学在这里。
And we ask the question, what is God doing among us?
那我们要问一个题目，神在我们当中要做什么
？It doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
不需要很聪明的人，他都会知道。
你不需要一个天才。
你不是一个天才。You don't need a genius to know this.
By the grace of God.
靠着神的恩典。
We have a Christian club. A lot of the members are from our church.
我们在基督教的那个团契里面，很多都是我们教会的青年人。
But this is only the beginning.
但是这只是一个开始。
When I talk about Noso High School,
当我讲到 Noso 中学的时候
I do not want other people from different high school feel that our church only focus on Noso High School.
我也不希望其他学校认为我们只关注 Noso High School.
If you come from a different high school,
如果你是从别的学校来
I pray that the Spirit of God will come upon you.
我祷告神的灵也一样的在你的身上
And then you ask the question.
然后你要问一个问题
Lord, why did you place me in this high school?
你要问一个问题，为什么神你把我放在这个学校里面
？God will tell you.
神会告诉你。
So it will be a blessing to the high school.
神会告诉你，让叫你会是在这个学校里面是一个祝福。
You will then ask a second question.
然后你会问第二个问题。
How can I be a blessing to this high school?
那我怎么在这个学校里面成为祝福呢
？That is where you spend time in prayer and fasting.
那就是你在祷告进食的时候。
We are meant to be a blessing.
我们要成为祝福。
But that is a mission that we have to do.
这是一个使命。
Because the promised land today is not just about receiving blessings.
今天的应许之地不仅仅是祝福。
It's about being sent into God's mission.
而是我们被差派去完成神的使命。
Last year, December, there is a team that was sent to Chiang Mai to do a mission.
去年12月，我们这里有一个团队到清迈去宣教。
Was January, isn't it?
是在正月。
I'm getting old, please forgive me.
我老了，请大家原谅。
But it's only a month difference.
但是只有一个月的差别。
We had a team of 7 or 8 young people.
我们有七八个年轻人。
Including myself.
包括我自己。
We did the mission of God over there.
我们在那里有这个短宣。
But you can ask every single team member.
那你们可以问所有的在团队里面的人。
That we feel more blessed.
我们觉得更蒙福
Because what the Bible says is true.
因为圣经说的是对的
It is more
more blessed to give.
Someone help me to complete that. It is more
blessed to give than
it is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福
You see, a lot of times we got it another way around.
但是很长的时候我们却做相反了
We think serving God is such a laborious thing.
我们以为侍奉神是一个很劳累的。
So tiring.
很劳苦的。
You got it wrong, my friend.
你错了，不是这样的。
When we serve God from a place of abundance,
当我们从丰盛的地方来侍奉神的时候
，it is filled with joy.
那是充满喜乐的。
Filled with joy.
充满喜乐的。
I will not beg anyone to serve.
我不会反对任何人侍奉。对不起，我不会。
Beg, 求。
求，我不会求任何人来侍奉。
We are the servant of the Most High God.
我们是至高神的仆人。
In fact, when there is a call and opportunity to serve the Lord of Most High God,
当我们得到神的呼召，要我们去侍奉他的时候
，We should run.
我们需要跑着去的。
I want you to imagine.
大家想象一下
If today Anthony Albanese were to call you
如果今天 Anthony 要打电话给你 Anthony Albanese
Prime Minister of
the
Australia
Prime,、首相
So you call Joe
他打电话给 Joe
I have a mission for you
我有给你一个任务
Would you come and serve
你要来服务吗
In the cabinet
在这个、国家的那个 cabinet
内阁 I don't know how you would feel.
我不知道你感觉如何
But if it's me,
但如果是我
I'll be like, wow.
我会 wow.
The Prime Minister of Australia called me.
澳洲的首相打电话给我。
Amazing.
太棒了。
But then when Jesus called you,
但是呢耶稣打电话给你
you start running away.
你就跑掉了。
And you say, call someone else.
你就跟耶稣说你找别的吧。
What is this?
这是什么呀
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣啊
Is Jesus really the King of Kings?
耶稣是真的是万王之王吗
Is he really the Lord of Lords?
他真的是万主之主吗
Give me a break.
哦、怎么讲啊
不要开玩笑
不要开玩笑呀
So the mission.
所以这使命
Bless his people and build his church.
是祝福你还有建立神的教会
They said there are three pillars we are working on.
我们这里有三个大项大的项目我们的焦点
项目或者栋梁哦 three pillars
栋梁
It's okay Make disciples
塑造门徒
Feed my sheep
喂养我的羊
Build my church
建立我的教会
Our church will always do evangelism
我们教会一直都会做这个布道的工作。
Evangelism is the hardest to do in any church.
在任何一个教会的布道呢，通常是不容易的。
Why? Because evangelism is about reaching out.
为什么？因为这个布道呢是要向外的。
By nature, we don't like to reach out.
很自然的，我们通常都不会向外去传福音。
By nature, we like to look at ourselves.
很自然的我们通常都会照顾我们自己里面的
how can I grow better
我会怎么成长得更好呀
how can I more understand more the word of God
我会怎么理解神的话更好呢更多呢
how can I be in a better small group
我怎么能够在小组里面做得更好呢
you see there is nothing wrong with that
这是没有错的。
But the human nature is always to look at ourselves first.
但是人性呢，都是通常是先照顾自己。
But God is different.
但是神是不一样的。
God say go.
神说去。
And make disciples.
使人做我的门徒。
And Jesus set the first example.
然后耶稣就做了一个榜样。
For God so loved the world that he sent his only son.
神就设了一个榜样，因为他爱世上的人，他就将他的独生子派出去了。
So this church will always do evangelism.
所以这个教会呢，是一个布道的教会。
And then we want to build disciples.
我们也要塑造门徒。
And then we're going to have small groups.
然后我们要有小组。
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们。
I want you to know that I love you with the love of Christ.
我要你们知道，我用基督的爱来爱你们。
God has given me two very simple things to do in this church.
神给我两样很简单的事情要在这个教会做的。
It sounds simple.
是非常简单。
But it's very difficult to do.
但是不容易。
God asked me to do these two things.
神叫我做这两件事。
First, you love the people.
第一，爱神的爱神的子民。
Not just with words, but with deeds.
不是只是说，而是要做。
Love is a difficult thing to do. Do you know that?
爱是不容易的。
And the second thing the Lord asked me to do,
第二件事情神叫我做的,
is to lead.
是带领。
When I ask you to join a small group, I can tell you for sure it is for your own good.
当我在鼓励你参加教会的小组的时候，我可以肯定的说是对你有好处的。
Because only in a small group we can thrive and grow.
因为只有在小组里面，我们可以成长得更好。
Do you know, I wish I can get to know you, every single one of you, personally.
你知道吗？我心里面是很想认识你们这里的所有每一个人。
I hope I can go to your house every single week to visit you.
我希望我可以在每一周都去你们的家去探访你们。
But how many of you know that I only have 52 weeks?
Sorry, I can't.
I only have 52 weeks.
但你们知道我其实只有52周。
Even if I were to visit a family every single week,
就是我要去探访这里所有的每个家庭，每一周。
I will not be able to visit every one of you.
我也不能够探访得完。
I wish I could care for every single one of you.
我希望我可以更多的关怀你们。
But that is impossible.
但是不可能。
Even Jesus himself thinks it's impossible.
但耶稣他自己也觉得不可能。
That's why he only have 12 disciples.
所以他有十二门徒。
Amen.
Amen.
In fact, out of the 12, he then only have the closer three, Peter, James, and John.
那这十二的门徒当中呢，他自己有一个三个比较亲近的，就是彼得、约翰跟雅各。
When you are in a small group,
当你在小组里面
，you get to journey with other people.
你跟你的同伴有同伴跟你一起同行。
You get to share your life with other people.
你可以跟他分享你的生命。
Last Wednesday, I was at Karen's small group.
上个周四，
周四 ，last Thursday.
在Karen 的小组。
It just happened I was there.
这只是。偶然我就在那边。
That's because they have small group downstairs.
因为他们的小组是在下面。
I was upstairs.
我在楼上。
I was meeting Pastor Ken just for a chat.
我是跟我们的 Ken 牧师在讨论。
I didn't know that there was a small group downstairs.
我不知道下面有小组。
I heard a lot of laughter.
我听到很多笑声。
哈哈哈哈哈。I thought what happened, you know?
我就不知道发生什么事。
Anyway, after my meeting with Pastor Ken.
然后之后呢？
I went downstairs and I saw Karen and her small group.
然后我就下楼看到 Karen 还有她的小组。
And I met a new few families.
然后我就认识了新的家庭。
Helen.
Angela.
Ellen. Bethany.
Bethany.
And the genius son Bennett.
然后他的神童孩子Bennett.
I love small group.
我好喜欢小组。
I love small groups so much. I attend two small groups.
我太喜欢小组了，我参加了两个小组。
I attend Zod's group.
我参加了 Zod 的小组。
And I go to Bruce's small group.
我还有去 Bruce 的小组。
Who is too busy to go to small group?
谁是太忙了不能去小组的
？Maybe Pastor is too free, you know, Joe.
可能牧者是很多时间的。
No, Joe as a board member.
那个 Joe 是我们的。教会的 board member.
As a board member, maybe you should think that the pastor is so free that he can attend two small groups.
就可能认为可能牧者是太闲空了，可以参加两个小组。
My dear friends,
亲爱的朋友
I'm not here to shame anyone, please.
我不是在这里要羞辱任何人。
I'm just here to say as a father.
我是带着父亲的心肠对大家说
As a spiritual father to this house,
是一个在属灵的父亲的角度来告诉大家
You need to be in a small group.
你真的是需要在小组里面
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my time is actually running out.
Oh, 我的时间到了
We still have a communion.
我们还有需要这个圣餐时间
There are so many things else I want to tell you.
还有好多东西我想和大家分享。
Because God has prepared so many good things for us this year as a church.
神为我们教会预备好多好多东西。
But last but not least,
最后
I just want to say this.
我要说的是
that Jesus is the true promised land.
耶稣就是最终的应许之地。
I'm going to invite the worship team.
我们请敬拜赞美团。
We're going to do communion now.
我们现在要进行一个圣餐。
For the next few weeks, Lord has impressed upon my heart to do communion every single week.
接下去的几周呢，神在感动我的心，要在我们教会每一个星期有圣餐。
Do you know why we gather as the people of God?
你知道为什么我们聚集吗
？We gather as the people of God so that we can meet God. So that we can meet God.
我们聚集是因为，所以我们可以遇见神。
For those of you that do not have communion, can you please put up your hands?
如果没有饼和杯的，请你将你的手举起来。
Our ushers will help. Can you just keep putting up your hands?
你将手持续的举起来。
I need one as well, please. Lucas, thank you. Give to the people first. Serve the people first. Oh, thank you, Daniel. I love you, brother.I want to make sure everyone has this communion. One for Joanne, please. Thank you. As I shared before, the reason why we gather as the people of God is to meet God.
我刚刚说了，我们聚集在神的家，是因为我们要遇见神。
Communion is something that is very precious.
圣餐是非常珍贵的。
Because whenever we do it with a sincere and a truthful heart,
当我们在进行圣餐，用诚实的心来进行圣餐的时候
，you will meet God.
你会遇到神。
Do you know that God wants to meet you more than you want to meet Him?
你知道神想遇见你多过你想遇见他吗？
Just like a father to a son.
就好像一个父亲跟儿子。
Especially teenage son.
特别是年轻。
A father wants to spend time with a teenage son.
一个父亲很希望跟他的青年的孩子相遇。
But a lot of time the teenagers they are too busy Instagramming.
但是很多青少年人都太忙了，要看这个 Instagram
TikToking Maybe for our Chinese friends 是红书是吗？ I'm not quite sure what do you guys use
小红书
Today we're going to remove our Instagram, TikTok, 小红书 I don't know what it is but to focus on
今天我们要把这些东西都放下，我们要专注在神的身上。
Let's come to Jesus
让我们来到主耶稣跟前。
The bread symbolizes the broken body of Christ for you.
这饼呢是代表主耶稣为我们掰开的身体。
Bible says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
圣经说，我们如此行是要纪念他。
That he is broken for you.
他为了我们身体被破碎了。
So that you can be made whole.
以致我们因为他的破碎，我们可以得完整。
So when we partake this bread,
当我们在领受这饼的时候
，I want you to think about Jesus.
我要你在思想耶稣。
That he is the good shepherd.
他是一个好牧者。
And that he want to make you whole.
他要你得完全。
He wants to make your marriage and your family whole.
他要使你的婚姻和你的家庭完全。
He wants to make your physical body whole.
他要使你的身体完全。
Your mind, your emotion, everything in your sphere of influence, he wants to make it whole.
你的思想、你的情感、所有方面，他要使你完全。
So as you partake this body,
当你在领受这饼的时候
，Would you by faith ask God?
你要存着信心来告诉神。
Jesus, you say that by your stripes I am healed.
你告诉神，神主啊，你受的鞭伤，我得了医治了。
I am healed.
我得了医治了。
I am healed.
我得医治。
I am made whole in Christ.
我得完全。
Would you pray that prayer?
我们可以这么祷告。
Let us then now partake.The broken body of Christ together.
让我们一起领受饼。
This cup.
这杯。
Symbolizes the blood of Christ.
代表耶稣的血。
The forgiveness of sin.
是为我赦免我们的罪流的。
Sin is not just wrongful behavior.
罪不只是你做错什么。
Sin is separation from God.
罪使你与神隔绝了。
God does not want us to be separated from Him.
神不要我们与他隔绝啊。
He does not want you to be separated from Him.
他不要你与他隔绝呀。
So with the blood of Christ.
所以靠着耶稣的血。
Our relationship with Father is restored.
我们与神之间的关系被修复了。
Is restored. It is restored.
被恢复了。
So in your own time now.
现在用你自己的时间。
For the next 20-30 seconds.
在接下来的二三十秒。
Would you start thanking Jesus in your heart for all that He has done for you?
让我们从心里面感谢他为我们所做的一切。
He died for you on the cross.
他为我们死在十字架上。
Resurrected on the third day.
在第三天复活了。
You are the children of the Most High God.
你是至高神的宝贝孩子。
Let us drink together as a family of God.
让我们一起喝。
Lord, you're so precious.
主啊，谢谢你，你真尊贵宝贵。
You are so precious, Jesus.
你在我们心里面是何等宝贵啊，主啊。
We have to offer our lives to you, God.
我们要将我们的生命摆上。
Because only then.
因为只有这样。
We can truly inherit the promised land.
只有这样，我们才能够承受你所应许的。
Why do we all stand?
让我们一起站立。
We're going to sing this song one more time.
让我们一起再唱这首诗歌。
Would you offer your life to Jesus?
让我们将生命献给主。